Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey, beautiful souls. It's your girl Novaline here, and welcome back to Unfollowed. How to break the algorithm and rewire your brain for focus. Today's topic is something we all struggle with at some point, even the queen bees like myself learning to say no. Seriously, ever felt like you were drowning in a sea of yes requests? You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than your arm, and every time someone asks for something, you feel like a hamster on a wheel, endlessly agreeing. We've all been there. But guess what? Saying no isn't selfish, it's self-preservation. It's about honoring your time, energy, and boundaries so you can show up as the best version of yourself in the things that truly matter. Today, we're diving deep into the art of saying no with grace and confidence. We'll explore 5 key takeaways that will help you break free from the yes trap and reclaim your power. Trust me, by the end of this episode, you'll be feeling empowered to set those boundaries like a boss. First things first. Understand the value of your time. It's not just another commodity, it's your most precious resource. Think about it. 24 hours in a day, that's all we got. Saying yes to everything means saying no to yourself, to your dreams, to your passions. When you prioritize your time, you create space for things that truly nourish your soul and fuel your growth. Next up, practice the art of assertive communication. Remember, saying no doesn't have to be a confrontation. You can be kind, polite, and direct at the same time. A simple thank you for thinking of me, but I'm currently committed to other projects works wonders. No need to over-explain or apologize, your boundaries are valid. Number 3. Identify your non-negotiables. What are those absolute must-haves in your life? Your health, your family, your creative pursuits, these are the things that truly matter. When you know what's non-negotiable, it becomes easier to say no to things that don't align with your values and priorities. Number 4. Remember, it's okay to feel uncomfortable. Stepping outside of your comfort zone is where the magic happens, but that doesn't mean it won't be a little awkward at first. You might encounter resistance or even disappointment from others, but hold your ground. Your self-respect and inner peace are worth more than any temporary discomfort. And finally, celebrate your wins. Every time you say no to something that doesn't serve you, acknowledge your courage and commitment to your well-being. Treat yourself with kindness and appreciation, you deserve it. Think about the time when you felt completely overwhelmed by commitments. You said yes to everything, trying to please everyone, but ended up feeling drained and resentful. You probably didn't have time for the things that truly mattered, like recharging, pursuing your hobbies, or spending quality time with loved ones. Sound familiar? That's where saying no comes in like a superhero swooping in to save the day. Imagine if you had said no to some of those extra commitments, creating space for yourself to breathe, relax, and pursue your passions. You might have discovered a hidden talent, deepened a connection with someone important, or simply enjoyed some much-needed peace and quiet. Saying no isn't about shutting people out, it's about making conscious choices that align with your values and priorities. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of saying no with grace and confidence. Remember, value your time. It's not just another commodity, it's your most precious resource. Practice assertive communication. Be kind, polite, and direct. Your boundaries are valid. Identify your non-negotiables. What truly matters in your life? Prioritize those things. Embrace the discomfort. Stepping outside of your comfort zone is where growth happens. Celebrate your wins. Every no is a step towards living a more authentic and fulfilling life. Ready to start saying no like a boss? Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it, leave a review, and join the conversation on social media. Let's empower each other to live lives filled with intention, purpose, and a whole lot of no. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.